This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
712, Steve Cochran Show, and my friend Pat Brady is here. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, too.
Standing by is Kelly Cassidy, who I think deserves an awful lot of credit for breaking through in this Me Too movement to talk about what's going on in Springfield. And Kelly Cassidy joins us now. Good morning, Rep. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're doing fine. I know you know Mr. Brady. Thanks for coming on the program.
I do. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. So
I've got like five whole sips of coffee on board, so it's going to be great.
Oh, you should be fine then. I meant what I said. Thank you for having the courage to come forward and talk about this and sort of breaking the ice in Springfield.
Thanks. I got to say it's easier than not talking. The only better situation would be for it to not be happening at all. But, you know, from where I sit, I teach my kids to stand up for themselves and others, and not saying anything isn't an option.
Liu Lang's story came out recently. There's some discussion that needs to continue on that, but the Kevin Quinn and Tim Mapes stuff is pretty awful. Obviously, what happened to you, and women need to be able to have the courage to step forward and say this is happening and know that they're going to get a fair hearing of their grievances and not have to continue to be threatened in whatever way they feel threatened. And I don't know that the system is right yet, is it?
No, not even remotely. The thing that's been most striking to me, you know, in the aftermath of my coming out about what happened, with my other job, and even in talking to folks after Sherry Garrett came forward, is how terrified people still are. I said this right after I spoke out. I couldn't walk 10 feet in the building without someone coming up to me and thanking me for saying what they didn't feel safe saying. Truly, I've talked to staff even since Sherry, who, talk about, a spine of steel. She's amazing. I can't even begin to describe the poise and strength that she showed. And people are still really scared, even seeing that that there was a consequence, that she is being believed. People still are terrified to speak about their experience.
Yeah, and
they are myriad. You know?
And I want men to hear this in particular, because when you hear, well, what are they afraid of? Well, they're afraid of two things. One is losing the career you've chosen and the path you've chosen to work, but secondarily, having your reputation trashed by people in power and affecting not only your integrity and your humility and how you feel about yourself, but also having to explain things to family members when, in fact, you're the victim.
Yeah, all of the above. And this latest thing where, Kevin Quinn someone on Capital Facts said a 14-page, single-spaced confession of his unhealthy obsession with her, those were the rantings of a not stable human, frankly. Mm-hmm. But they were designed, they pulled up stuff that had nothing to do with this. It was designed to intimidate her and others. And that's just not okay. And, when you say, to men, to explain why women are concerned, this is exactly what has happened in every instance. There's been this questioning of the person's honesty, stability, history. It's outrageous.
The concern that I have, and I'm sure you know this, Kelly Quinn, I'm no fan of Mike Madigan, and I think he's a roadblock in too many ways. But at some point, with his position of power and leadership, you either have to be complicit or clueless. So let's go with clueless. The setup that has been made available to women to be able to report these things only comes after great reporting by the Chicago Tribune, your courage to step forward, and continued courage by Elena Hampton and other women who have stepped up to say the same thing. So how is Mr. Madigan helping when too many of his sentences start with the phrase, "I intend to appoint"?
I'm actually more concerned with the sentence, "I didn't know."
Fair enough, right? Both are problems.
come on! If you didn't know, you didn't want to know. It's your job to know. You're in charge.
So where do we go with this? Where do we go with this when so many people's political futures are tied to Mr. Madigan and the position he's in?
I don't really know the answer to that. I think the most important thing right now is for more women to feel safe coming forward, to speak their truth, to call it out, you know, what's happened in the past, and begin to call it out as it happens. You know, that's what's key, and it's one of the things I've said several times, you know, since May. I wish I'd said something in February, and I didn't. I didn't because I didn't want Tim to know that he'd gotten under my skin.
Right.
You know, I did it thinking strategically, but I wish that I'd just called it out then. And I don't know what would have been different, to be honest. But I think that's the piece that I've heard so consistently. I just felt like this is what I had to put up with in order to keep my job.
You know, Kelly, you're one of the most independent, strongest people in the legislature. But kind of back to Steve's question, I mean, we know how Springfield works. We know how MAPES worked. I mean, doesn't something have to change? Because you made the point of the accusations towards the victims, you included. And I heard it in the week when you were coming forward, all the things that were being said in the Capitol. I mean, doesn't something have to change down there in the Speaker's office, or this is just going to be more of the same?
A lot has to change, but that's not, you know, everybody says that's the thing that has to change. Everything has to change. Everything from the what people are willing to put up with, including the bystanders who have watched it happen all these years, to people who have seen the men act inappropriately to young staff people, the people who have heard about it, who, you know, it is not. It's not as simple as, you know, plug and replace. That's not the only answer. This is about fundamental change in the way we do business, professionalizing our workplace.
And absolutely, but don't you think one of the fundamental changes needs to be beyond maybe a change at the top, an independent, completely independent board where when you do have these things do happen to you, you can go to a place and be safe and not worry about the people that are making the decision on what's going to happen with your case or people that actually are working in the Capitol?
100%. And, you know, to be very clear, you know, at the very last minute, at the end of session, the women of the Senate, both parties, pushed through, over the Speaker's strenuous objections, changes to the Legislative Inspector General law to make it easier and slightly more independent, to take away the idea that the Inspector General has to seek permission before entering into an investigation, which still boggles my mind that people were defending that as a necessary component of the law.
That's insane.
So the governor signed it very quickly, and so now there is at least a better path. I'm not saying it's a great path. It's a better path. And so, you know, folks, and I know Sherry Garrett waited until after the law was in effect to file her complaint, and I hope others take advantage of the fact that now there is a more independent approach available, a safer approach for women to know that they can come forward. They don't have to call a press conference like Sherry did. They don't have to step up publicly, although it makes a huge difference when they do. But there is a better path available now by going to the Legislative Inspector General. She doesn't have to seek permission on sexual harassment cases, although, you know, mind-bogglingly, she still has to seek permission on other categories.
You know, another thing, Kelly said, just the aggressiveness by which the people in the Elena Hampton case, they are defending their actions. Isn't that detrimental to what you're trying to get done?
Absolutely. I mean, the things that we have seen that are about, whether consciously or unconsciously, making it harder, making it more frightening for women to come forward, whether it's, you know, Jack Hines digging dirt on Elena or Kevin Quinn's, you know, crazy diatribe that he filed, or, you know, any of the other visuals we've seen where folks are put in a position of being questioned, or their sanity being questioned, because they came forward.
Yeah, and we hear stuff about, we hear statements as well about, well, you know, that had nothing to do with work. If there's a woman from work that you see in a social setting that you are harassing, threatening, or implying that job favors or job detriment comes with how the next drink goes, that's a problem.
How
and that's
disrespect.
Directly related for work.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. And that's the unfortunate thing, Kelly, is, look, there's good news and bad news here. The bad news is, I feel, you can't depend on the men of Springfield. There's nothing that has shown that you can depend on them. The women of Springfield have never had more power. And whether or not this involves removing Mike Madigan, that's, as you said, that's not the big answer, but that's certainly part of it, because you need people in power who have your back, and I don't believe the Speaker does.
Well, I will say, and this is no ding on any one of them, but the leaders of the four caucuses are all older, white, Irish dudes.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't really reflect the reality of the building.
Pat, you paying attention? You older, white, Irish dude?
I love you, Pat. Yeah. Really, I do.
Yeah, and that's a fair statement in that they're both parties, the demographics are changing. But right now, there's only one of those four where this conduct is coming from. And that may change. But then that's my point.
I will say my experience of that kind of conduct has been bipartisan.
Yeah, no, I get it. I spend time. And Kelly, you've always been. You're very courageous in everything you've done. So I get that. And it's not. It is a. I think, though, even in the last 18 months, a lot has changed down there. It's not enough. I get that, but there is a change in behavior.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that there's been real change. I think that, now there's cringy jokes about, I don't know if I'm allowed to hug you. So maybe there's awareness, right? They're at least mindful that there's something. But I think that, people are probably still getting texted hotel room numbers in the middle of the night.
Well, like a booty call between consenting adults is one thing, but
I got no problem with that.
But if somebody comes up,
I have gotten hotel rooms texted to me in the middle.
right. But if somebody,
what's wrong with me? I've never gotten it.
Well, don't feel bad. Your day will come. But if somebody says to you, I don't even know if I can hug you, that has the ability to make you feel bad, like you've made them uncomfortable.
Well, that's an awareness thing.
The way it is, it's like, now it's on, I'm supposed to feel badly because you can't, and I'm not saying that they're all gropey and hugging is a problem.
Right.
It's not. That's the point. Like, they're thinking it's about the hugging and not about the, if only you'd have dinner with me or, whatever. I'm trying to think of quotes that it's ridiculous stuff where you're focusing on the wrong stuff, y'all. It's not about the hugs. It's about the fundamental mistreatment of women in that building.
And you need more than the appearance of an HR department, which unbelievably hasn't existed in Springfield. You need actual impact.
I don't think any of the caucuses have one, to be fair.
Right.
Which is also mind-boggling that, and we'll focus on Jessica Basham's announcement, which, kudos to Sherry Garrett for bringing that up, because it never even dawned on me, as much as I've been looking at this stuff, that an employer of 200, an employer of that size anywhere in the world without a formal human resources operation, without employee evaluations. I mean, I remember asking somebody when they came to me with concerns about whether they were going to have a problem, and I said, well, how have your employee evaluations been? I'm like, I haven't had one of those in 10 or more years.
It's amazing.
Are you kidding me?
This
is revolutionary?
We could solve this problem, Kelly, if everybody leaves at 7, goes home.
Yeah, you're talking about a curfew, a Springfield curfew?
Go home.
Kelly Cassidy, keep up the good work. Just from the view from this chair, and we see a lot, nothing is more mind-numbing to the people of this state than to hear another blue ribbon commission has been set up to examine something which, from our perspective, is clearly wrong. So keep up the good fight. I would appeal to the Speaker to do what you never do, and that's take accountability for the mistakes that have been made more than a statement issued by Steve Brown. Come on this show, talk to the newspaper, talk to the TV stations, step up and take responsibility to fix what you say you can fix. And that's all we're asking for. But I appreciate you coming on, and I hope we can do it again.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Kelly Cassidy.